It's time for a picnic. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a story. These stories are created for you for comprehensible input. You don't need to know every word in the story. You will pick up words in context. If you can follow this story, you can use this input to build your English language skills. That's the way it works. So let's get into the story. Today we join two families, their neighbors. On one side of the fence, we find Bobby's family, that is Kathy and Robert, the parents. Craig's the older brother, and then our beloved Bobby. They have a dog named Oscar. On the other side of the fence, the neighbors are Bill and Ginger, the parents. David is a college student who just returned home from college for the summer. And then David's younger sister is Charlotte. Charlotte is 14 years old, almost 15 years old, and she will be going into the 10th grade. What else do you need to know? Well, we join them on Sunday, and the reason I introduced two families is they have decided to have a picnic lunch cookout together, and Kathy has decided to host. The festivities are going to start about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Something else you need to know for this story is that Craig, the 11-year-old son of Robert and Kathy, is off at Boy Scout camp, so he's not home. He will not be attending this cookout. However, David's girlfriend, Audrey, will join the festivities because Audrey has driven there to spend the weekend with David and his family. So now I've set the stage for this gathering, so we join them right after 1 o'clock. Bill had lamented that he had not put a gate in the fence between their two yards. So Ginger and Bill, their family, would have to walk around because there's no gate between the two yards. Now, Robert had put a gate in the back fence so that Bobby could go visit Hannah, the neighbor girl, but now Robert's kicking himself that he hadn't put a gate in on the side yard. He shrugged that off because at the time he put the gate in the back fence, he didn't know these neighbors. They hadn't bought this house yet, so he was not aware of the need for a gate between the two yards. Right now, it's not a big priority for him, but he did make a mental note that perhaps at some point he would want to put a gate in. It's not difficult, but it's a little time-consuming. Ginger and Bill walked over, and shortly thereafter, David and Audrey came over. Kathy had set up a very large folding table that would easily accommodate 8 people. She had a bunch of folding chairs, but needed 2 more, and those were being brought over by Ginger and Bill. Ginger actually made 3 trips because not only did they need to bring the extra chairs, but Ginger had made a lot of food to contribute to this cookout. Robert would be cooking burgers and hot dogs on the grill. The drinks were in a cooler. So once everyone had arrived, the greetings were exchanged and they started to chat about the meal and what was going on in general. Ginger introduced Audrey to the other family. Bobby wanted to show Bill his new gadget for throwing the ball. He had developed quite a bit of skill sailing the ball across the yard using the chuck it device that his dad gave him. And Bobby was thrilled that he didn't have to touch that sticky ball. Bobby demonstrated his prowess and sent the ball sailing over the back fence. He sent it to a place that Oscar could not retrieve it because Oscar cannot manage to open the gate. So having sent the ball that far, Bobby had to march down to the gate, let himself through, and toss the ball back so that Oscar could get it. This happens pretty much every day. You might think that Bobby would find that irritating, but he doesn't, because he knows that if he sent the ball all the way into the neighbor's yard, he was throwing the ball very well. After a while, the burgers and hot dogs were all done and ready to eat. So the meal was assembled on the table and everyone was called to take their place. Bill sat on one end and Robert sat on the other. The others distributed themselves in the remaining seats, and Audrey found herself in the middle on one side. To her left was David. Everyone thought the meal was delicious, and Audrey was able to find some very nice vegetarian options. She was well cared for at this party. At one point, Ginger said, "We seem to be missing someone. Where's Craig?" The answer came quickly, "Oh, he's off at Boy Scout camp." Ginger nodded. Kathy enlarged upon that. She said, "You know, Craig is having a very good summer. He's been looking forward to this Boy Scout camp for some time. He's hoping to earn several merit badges." Kathy added, "As if Boy Scout camp wasn't enough, he had an opportunity the week before he left for camp to go to Dr. Ferguson's office and talk to Dr. Ferguson about what it's like to go to medical school. He came home very enthusiastic that that might be what he wants to do for a career." Ginger looked surprised, as did Bill. Ginger said, "You mean Dr. Ferguson took time out of his busy schedule to talk to Craig about medical school?" Kathy said, "He sure did. It was the end of the work week. It was the end of the day. And I dropped Craig off and he spent more than 30 minutes talking to him. And like I said, Craig's now very excited that he might want to go into medicine." She added, "But Craig is basically 12 years old, so it'll be some time before he really needs to worry about that." Ginger marveled that Dr. Ferguson would take the time to counsel a young kid about a career in medicine. It was at that point that everyone was surprised to hear from Audrey. She turned to David and said, "Maybe you should go talk to Dr. Ferguson." David accepted the advice graciously, but pointed out that he didn't know Dr. Ferguson. He had never seen him before. And besides, he didn't think he would be able to be a doctor. Audrey again surprised people by saying, "David, you can be anything you want to be. You're smart and you're a good person. I think we need doctors like you." Ginger entered the conversation at this point and supported Audrey. She said, "You may not know Dr. Ferguson, but we do. He's our family doctor, and I'm sure that he'd be happy to talk to you about a career in medicine." David said, "Well, it would be interesting, but I would be embarrassed to ask him to turn himself into a guidance counselor for my benefit." Ginger said, "I don't see it that way. Dr. Ferguson's a good guy, and if it was not convenient for him and he didn't want to do it, I expect that he would not do it." Kathy said, "That's right. I can remember when Craig came out, the two of them looked like they'd had a very nice talk, and I could see from Dr. Ferguson's face that he enjoyed talking to Craig." David said, "Oh, I don't know. I'll think about it. let me think about it. At that point, the conversation drifted to various other topics. Everyone agreed that the food was fabulous. Audrey was considering herself fortunate to have been able to fold into this family so comfortably. And she liked the way David supported her by trying a lot of the vegetarian options in parallel with her. She felt very comfortable with these people. After the meal was completed, they sat for another hour and a half and talked. This tested the patience of Bobby, who departed with his throwing device to entertain himself and Oscar with the tennis ball. Everyone else stayed at the table and talked and talked. Bobby was too young to worry about what he was going to do when he grew up. The only other person at the table who might be interested in selecting an occupation was Charlotte. But she doesn't need to go talk to Dr. Ferguson because she has already decided that she's going to be a professional musician. As far as Charlotte's concerned, that decision has been made. So what will happen as David considers this potential of talking to Dr. Ferguson about maybe embarking upon a medical career? After all, David has just completed his first year of college, but his intended major is marketing, not medicine. In the next episode, we will learn how this unfolds. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.